Welcome back to the Empathic Explorations podcast. I'm your host, Nikki. I have traveled many miles to be here with you. So thank you for having me in your ears. If you're watching, thank you for being in this space. This is a space that promotes wholeness, wholesomeness, wellness. So thank you for being here. There's no topic. If there was, I would probably mention it here. I'm just here with you. And I'm here to meet you. Like I said, I've traveled miles to be here with you. And I'm grateful that I'm here now. So if that resonates with you and you know what I'm talking about, then thank you. Recently, I've been sensing this intensity. I don't know what it is, but it's an intensity. This is not to invoke fear of any kind. We promote wholesomeness here. Joy is our perfume here. So it's not to promote fear to you that are listening or watching, but there's an intensity that lingers like fog in the air. And although there's so much happening right now that I could talk about in the world that we live in, wars and hate, maybe that's what I'm speaking to. There's an intensity rising. There's this rising intensity like fog, and it lingers. And it's very heavy and it's dense. And it feels like war, more war. It feels like another war. But we'll leave that to time. We're living in very intense times right now. It's as if everyone is in survival mode. Instead of living, we find ourselves trying to survive. And in a survival mode, there's an intensity there as well. So I don't know where this intensity is coming from, but it's there. And it's sensed, not so much felt, but it's sensed. And there's frustration. You might be feeling frustrated right now, but here's the thing about frustration. Maybe we can say lack of control or the inability to control something. That also flows into this intensity because people are frustrated with everything that's going on. And frustration is the stepping stone to anger. And that's how anger builds, through the channels of frustration. So I want to expose these things. Control is rooted in fear. It's the ego dressed up in a suit. That's all it is. And if you look, you will see it. That's what we're experiencing in the present day. It's important to talk about it because it is what's happening. It is the catalyst to war. There's another war, a new war coming. It's building. But what I want to point you back to, and if you're feeling frustrated and if you're feeling trapped, I just saw someone trapped. If you're feeling trapped, like there's no way out, it's okay. I've traveled many miles to be here with you. Let me be clear. The root cause is fear. I think everything that I've been talking about today is rooted in fear. And then there's the need to control because of that fear. And the inability to control is where we meet frustration, anger. And so I want to be very clear here that this is all coming from what's going on around you. But what I came to offer you is the treasures that you have within the self, the peace that you have access to, the joy that you have access to, even in a world filled with war and hate and uncertainties. You have access to this peace, this fountain of peace. You are peace. You are love. So when frustration comes, you must know that this is rooted in fear. And the lack of control is what gives birth to frustration. And I must expose it as such. Because sometimes when we are frustrated and we're in these feelings and emotions, what happens is we take shape to it. For those of you that are trapped right now and feeling stuck and not knowing what to do, there is a treasure within you that I want you to find. And that's where I'm pointing you to. It swallows up the frustration that you're feeling. It swallows up anxiety. It relinquishes fear and despair and desperation. And it brings you into a more wholesome sense of being. To love yourself is to accept yourself. You're feeling the frustration based on what's happening on the outside of you. It's not you. To love yourself is to accept yourself. And when you choose to love yourself, your frequency, or I like the word fragrance, changes. And all that is going on around you won't consume you. But you must choose to love and honor the life you are given. What is seen is that if we don't love ourselves, then in a way, we're slowly taking the risk of destroying ourselves. Life, in a sense, is how we navigate situations such as frustration, anger, emotions, all these emotions. And it transforms us into our truest being. And this is awakening. It is through our frustrations and struggles that our true self is revealed. But you must recognize this. And I've traveled far to point you to this. These words are for your heart. It's hard to see when the road ahead of you is foggy, but the more you push forward, it's the more the way becomes clear. And so that's what I would offer you. And pushing forward simply means loving yourself. It's not to say everything is going to be 100% how we want it. And that's the reason why frustration builds. Not being able to control what's happening around you. And you often hear people say, I just want to be present. But to be fully present, you must accept what is happening in the moment, the now moment, the here and now. You've heard that before. You must accept that. And to be fully present, you're not only accepting what's happening, but you're accepting whatever position you're in. That is what it means to be fully present. It's more than a location. So there is this fountain of peace that is flowing within you. And no matter what is happening right now around you, I point you back to loving yourself in the way that you're supposed to love yourself. And that's by accepting yourself and in accepting everything that is happening around you. It lessens the intensity. The frustration comes when you're trying to control, and there's an intensity there. There's a stress. It puts stress on your body. You can feel it in the body. And the thing about that is it gets you nowhere. I want you to trust. Trust. You've been through many things before and you got here. I want you to trust. Do the best you can, but I want you to trust. Trust the love that is within you, flowing within. Although you might be experiencing hardship, all of the things that we all at some point in our lifetime will experience. Trust. Trust what brought you here listening to this pod. Trust what brought you here giving you these words of encouragement for you to continue. But not only just to continue pushing forward, but to do that in wellness and wholesomeness, not in fear, not in frustration, not in anger. You can still push through your hard times. For it's within these hard times that the soul seems to expand. And that's where growth happens. I've traveled many miles to be here with you. And I'm so grateful that you've given me the space to hear these few words. Stay the course. Don't give up. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. I'll see you soon.